Hi Anne,
Hi.
how are you today?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm good. Can you just introduce us to your topic a bit?
My topic is about the language. Actually, as a global context learner, we will get more and more information that's not belong to our first language community, right? And therefore, in many cases, we will invite a mediator to mediate between the addresser and the addresses, which are not belong to the same language, to help us understand the message, right? And especially for me. And the translation tools comes to my life and through visualize the work principle of digital translation to investigate the relationship between human and digital translation tools. Then I will want to question that how is current translation softwares point towards international written language future. And I think it is undeniable in the future that machine translation is immeasurable, right? Do you think that? Just like Google Translation describes, if their accuracy will gradually increase because of the richness of parallel corpus and deep learning skills, it might be one day that in the future that Google Translation can reach the ability which is higher than or equal to the university education levels, literacy, reading, and daily communication
So
requirements.
what level is it at now? Do you know the Google Translation ability?
Because right now I think the Google Translation's grammar is accurate, and for me it's more like medium school for me, because it's kind of like equal to my language levels right now, so I use it a lot. And I think my level is kind of like that. So yeah. So I will looking about what the digital translation tools affect our lives right now, and to like a brief assumption about what the future will be like of translation tools will be like that.
What do you hope their future might be like?
Actually, on one hand, I hope it would be helping more like people. For me, who have language problems, will through the software like Google Translation to directly and accurately understand what other people thinking and talking with other people. But on the other hand, I think it would destroy part of my skills to learn language, the language
Oh, really? By
acquisition skills.
yourself?
Because like right now the Google Translation for me, do you know the how they have the software can like translate the whole passage, whole page, just click the button, the whole page will done. I really like to use that, but the quality is not really good. But in the future, what it would be like in one day, the quality is really good. You don't need to truly understand a new language. So I'm assuming in that it would be like,
So as it is now, do you really feel like it's limiting then because you know that the quality isn't great?
yeah, that is the whole point right now, because I know the quality is not really good, but I have to depend on it a lot. So it's like a really annoying relationship with it, like we with your phones, with our phones. You want to leave it. You want to like have a dis right little distance with it, because it take a lot of time of you sort of things, but you are really enjoying what it brings to you.
Yeah, and I guess it's one of those things too where it's kind of easy to use it. It's just the easiness too that's very tempting. Even though ideally you would force yourself to interpret things by yourself, but
Of
it's a lot
course.
lengthier maybe, and I guess it's the faster options in it to translate.
And the easy one.
Sorry.
Sorry. So that I was thinking about. That I was thinking about what the future will be like. More maybe it can make you pretend to talk with other people like a different person. Like I want to pretend I'm a I was a professor of some specific area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So choose your style of writing or conversation.
Yeah,
that would be really sophisticated.
Yes, I think maybe someday, because like the Facebook or the Instagram already done like that. You know, you just put like what you want to be.
Yeah.
To put things to make other people imagine in their mind what kind of person you are.
That's really true, yeah.
Yeah.
And in comparison, Google Translate doesn't seem to follow the same kind of flexibility
course.
And of Instagram and other
that's
platforms.
True.
There's a question here that came up in your feedback after your presentation. In times of digital translation, what is the value of human translation?
So it's a really good point, a good question. In fact, I think the core question is not about the translation, but about at the digital age, what the value of a human, the irreplaceable value of human. And it's kind of in this stage as a disadvantage of digital in the other industry. The biggest problem is about to have like humanistic temperature.
Yeah.
Is that correct? And the creativity, which because like the digital, they just follow the orders and do some sort of algorithms, but they can't really create the new things.
Yeah,
I think that's what the value of human translation just right now. But I don't know what it will be like in the future.
Yeah.
Maybe in the future they can all create a lot of like some sort of things just by algorithm. I think maybe.
Okay. So. And you mentioned the word mediator. So when you talked about Google Translate, you called it a mediator. Is there any other, what else do you think could be replaced? Could Google Translate be replaced with that could be act as a mediator? So could it be a, could there be a different type of tool that could work through voice recognition or...
Yeah, of course. You mean the mediator between the two languages, right?
Yeah. Could you imagine different types of mediators? So maybe a person or another digital platform that would be a voice recognition as opposed to writing? Had you considered different mediators?
I think the another mediator is kind of like the program language. It's another mediator for me. Because when you talk to, it's kind of like the way people through the program language to talk with the computer, right? It's all about mediator. And another kind of mediator I was thinking about is through the way of people working.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they're working to the other place. The movement and the space and the past will change it.
Okay. And I kind of wanted, do you think that we should always be kind of skeptical?
Skeptical
is like, so with Google Translate, should we not trust it? Should we always be kind of questioning it and, you know?
Yeah, I think so.
You said yourself, blindly trust it. Is that something we should avoid to...
Yeah, of course. Because... blinding trust some things is really really scary about it because you can't think can you imagine you just use because like Google Translation translates your language to another which is not really understand but what if some people just change it but you can't recognize it, right?
Yeah,
you change it a little bit about it, it will have totally different meanings. So there's kind of knowing things, what if the government like to spy on it or you hide some words of it, like if you choose, you say you hate someone, but you translate it to kind of people love someone, you know, because you can't recognize it because your language skills is not above to that levels.
So okay. Well, that's really interesting. We look forward to seeing how your project evolves. Thank you, Anne.
Thank you.
And have a good evening.
You too.
And to everyone else, thank you for listening to our final words. And have a good evening.
Thank you.
Bye.